Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women don't care. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I was walking in the inner zones and I've been watching this shit that women do. Yes, in case you don't know, women don't give a fuck what they do. It's whatever they feel at that moment. That's what's the correct answer. For them, of course. Yeah, they could fucking murder, loot, pillage, and do all kinds of shit. Look at this fine piece of ass. It says, a therapist, 26, arrested for reportedly raping a 14-year-old client instead of giving proper counseling. Yeah, you go in there because your brain is not right. And if this bitch fucking healing your mind, she's healing your body with her touch and her tongue and her ass. Fun times indeed. But yeah, we're not talking about this stupid bitch. I got a clip of a bitch from Australia that they're talking about what they do with abortions. If it's that's not fucking evil, I don't know what is. Well, let's bring up that clip.
If a baby is born alive after an abortion, what happens? Well, we can look at this leaked document from a hospital in Queensland to answer that question. It says, if a fetus is born alive after an abortion, showing signs of life like breathing, heartbeat, moving, do not provide life-sustaining care. So
let me get this straight, lady. So we're in Australia, in Queerland. If the baby is born alive, not dead, just leave it alone, not to give it no fucking CPR, nothing to keep it alive. That's kind of fucked up. So the baby just comes out and just leave it there to die? What the fuck? Yeah, fuck these fucking people. Yeah, these people have a fucked up mentality. But it is what it is. Let's continue.
What do they do? What actually then happens to this baby who is alive after an abortion? Well, we can look at the story of Jessica Jane to answer that. Jessica was born alive after an abortion attempt in the Northern Territory, and she was actually born quite healthy. She was breathing, she was moving, she had a heartbeat. But because she was the intended outcome of an abortion, she was actually left to die, and she lived for 18 minutes on a metal kidney dish in a closed room before she died alone. Well,
That's some fucked up shit. You're barely fucking born, and then they leave you in a fucking metal dish so you go fucking right in there for 80 minutes. Fuck. Yeah, that means they fucking, yeah, babies born with plugs in their nose and in their throat. So how the fuck can they breathe with that shit still in there? Yeah, I'm sure they didn't fucking do nothing. They just crapped it out and just left it there. That's some fucked up shit. What the fuck? This is some bullshit. And fucking people do this? Fuck. You see how fucked up the world is? You see? Oh yes, women are so fucking awesome. Huh, yeah. Okay, whatever. Let's continue.
That then makes us ask, was this just a one-off case? No. We don't have the data for the entire Australia, but we do have the data from two states that show us that at least one baby a week is born alive after an abortion and left to die.
So at least one baby a week fucking stays in that fucking place to fucking rot. Yes, women, you're so fucking awesome. Great time, right? Enjoy.
Between 2010 and 2020, in just Victoria and Queensland alone, there were 724 babies who were born alive after their abortions and left to die. That then leads us to ask the question, how is this happening?
It's because women are let to do whatever the fuck they want. It's because guys want to fuck them. No, you need to control them. They do some stupid shit. So yeah, this is what you get for being a weak-ass dude. So don't do it. Just saying, friends. But let's continue.
Well, it's one of two ways. One, the abortion just didn't work. It failed. The baby was meant to be killed by the abortion, but they were born alive. And because the intention was to kill them and to end their life, that intention carries on. Well, the second...
Yes, this is what happens when you hire incompetent people. They can't do shit. Yeah, they can't do it right. Like, how the hell can you fuck up doing an abortion? All you do is just stick a fucking hose in their fucking skulls and suck out their brains. That's all you have to fucking do. How the hell can you fuck up that shit? Are you that fucking stupid? You see how women are fucking retarded? They can't fucking do this shit right? So fucking stupid. Well, that's the world that we live in. If you're gonna kill something, do it fucking right, you dumb bitches. Boys always doing things half-assed. Just saying.
Second way, which actually the baby being born alive is actually a part of the standard procedure. It's called an induction abortion. And this is where a mother is induced to give birth to a baby who's not quite viable and will probably die during labor or shortly after. So look at this study. They looked at two...
You see what I mean? Half fucking ass. They do things all fucking half ways. You do it stupid. Yeah, like I raise chickens and I do my own homesteading here in my house. Yeah, I learned that you gotta fucking, when you're gonna kill a chicken, you gotta conk them in the head first, then you slit their throats. Maybe that's what you need to do to these poor little babies. You conk them in the head, then you slit their throats. Yeah, you shouldn't be going around fucking killing people, but because this is fucking sanctioned by the government, it's okay, right? So fucking stupid. You see how the world is? So fucking insane. Now you know why women don't deserve no fucking rights? None whatsoever, because they do shit like this. And because you wanna fuck them, you let them. No, no, I say. Well, let's continue. Yes, friends, and disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes only. This is my own delusions. You shouldn't go around killing people, even though some people have license to kill. Right, Jane Bond, bitches. Anyways, let's continue.
241 late-term abortions without the use of feticide, so without the lethal injection, using this induction method, and they saw that over half of the babies were born alive. Over half of the babies were born alive, with the average survival time being 32 minutes.
Oh, so instead of giving them the lethal injection so you could send them on their way, you just leave them there just to fend for themselves. If they live, cool. If they don't, huh? But then how the hell is a baby going to survive on its own? They can't. They're babies, but stupid is as stupid does, right? Anyways, let's continue.
And one baby surviving for over 4 hours. And just for some more evidence, look at this clip of a doctor, Dr. Alicia Broom, who is confessing in Parliament that they know that these babies will be born alive. That isn't an unintended outcome. It's expected.
What the fuck? What the little fuck? This is fucking disgusting. In my opinion, I think abortions should be fucking made illegal. Nobody should be getting abortions. This is the shit that they fucking do. Yeah, they don't give these kids fucking drugs to kill them because they'd rather save a few bucks? Yeah, they'd rather have that money so they could embezzle it so they could buy their fucking Prada bags and go fucking eat their avocado toast and all this fucking shit. No, women, you can't be doing this shit. You'd rather make a fucking living at killing children. You fucking monsters. Fuck you. But that's the world that we live in, friends. What are you gonna do? I got ideas, but we're not there yet. But let's continue.
Expect the babies to die via exposure.
It's not an unintended, unexpected consequence. We know that these babies will be born alive.
And that is why we need the Birth Equality Bill, so that every baby born in this country receives the right to medical care, no matter the cause of their birth, whether they are wanted or unwanted. If they are born alive, they should be treated as patients, as people, and they should be cared for.
Like I said, ban abortions. You don't have to do all that shit. Nobody gets abortions for fucking stupid shit.
Oh, people treat fucking abortions like birth control. Right,
no, it's not for that, you dumb fucking pieces of shit. Too. You think you could just fucking go on a weekend, get fucked by all these fucking niggers or whatnot, and it's gonna be okay? You're fucking disgusting fucking creatures. You think you could fuck things up and there is no consequences? You are fucking stupid, lady. No, you women deserve no fucking rights. That's why we're gonna go to fucking war, because of dumb bullshit. Women think they could just kill and kill and kill, and there is no consequences. No, bitches. There is consequences. You will learn you don't do this shit. You will see. Don't worry. Once the real things happen, it's gonna be fucking glorious. So you better level up, friends. Don't be a fucking little bitch. You're gonna fucking kick some ass. I know you will. You will destroy these creatures, and it's gonna be glorious. Fuck these animals. It's just, you know, get strong, friends. I gotta do it too. I'm reaching my fucking goals too, little by little. And we get to take these fucking worms' rights together. Yes, it's gonna be glorious. A dark paradise. But you gotta make it. So ensure you're alive and healthy, because you are needed. Well, I gotta go and do my shit, because nobody will take care of me, because of I'm a man. I don't have a vagina that could just fucking spread my legs open and get fucked and get cash and prizes. Oh, man. Fuck that shit. Well, anyways, I'm starting to ramble, so I gotta go. You be awesome, friends. Goodbye.
She was the bosom friend of a once proud family.
Well, they're certainly out of the high rent district.
And there they are. Three poor farmers gripped by the pangs of starvation. Still alive. Still breathing, sharing a pitiful crust between them. Share and share alike, sharing and staring, staring and sharing.
Just tell it, don't ham it.
But are their spirits broken? Have they lost hope? Yes. Men facing famine, not left but beans.
Bean, you mean?
If it were one man and three beans, but no, one bean and three men.
Well, at least there are no bones in it.
Just look at that miserable creature, doggedly struggling to maintain life. A gaunt, lean bag of bones and feathers. Truly a picture of despair. But Donald doesn't whimper. Donald doesn't give up.
Shut up! I can't stand your bones!
He says he's all right, but I wonder. He's suffered too much. What diabolical thought is being hatched in the fevered brain of this poor, demented duck?
Donald! Donald, no!
That's bullshit, bullshit.
That's old cow,
Donald!
No! No! No!
I just got it. I'm so...